Suburban Farm Yarns with Monica Main.
It's time for our weekly Suburban Farm Yarn with actor, activist and green thumb storyteller Monica Main. Today, Mon and I will be discussing all things to do with poo. Good morning, Mon. How have you been? You just laughed.
Great. Absolutely great, Maddie. Yeah, well, you know, poo, it's part of our lives, but of course poo is a really good, important part of nature and the natural world and gardening. And of course there's lots of different words for poo. You've got dung, you've got scat. You would have heard of scats, you know, animal, snake or frog or bird scat. But interestingly enough, insects have got their own name for their poo. And what do you think that might be, Maddie?
I don't know. I want to say, you said dung. I swear it's been called that before. Am I right or?
No, well, don't worry. It's new to me too. Frass. F-R-A-S-S.
Frass. Okay, I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, so if you want to get, you know, that's a good Scrabble word. Mm-hmm. If you want to, you know, trick people and say, I know more than you. insect poo is called frass, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, people who study poo, scatologists or coprologists, so, you know, there's people out there poking around in poo. Interestingly enough, too, butterflies don't poo or wee. They just... they just sort of perspire, really. It just kind of transpires out of their lovely selves. But if you think about butterfly grubs, you know, butterfly caterpillars, which can just munch through your plants like crazy, and sometimes people go, I can't see the caterpillars because they're so well disguised because they're green. But often you'll see the little dots, the size of tiny little seeds, which is their frass, isn't it? So you'll see the caterpillar frass, which is the giveaway that somewhere on that plant is a caterpillar or two chewing through your leaves. Mm. So just check out. So that's something to look out for. Also, interestingly enough, there's scat, S-C-A-T, which is animal, insect, lizard poo. But I didn't know this either. It's the national card game of Germany. It's a three-handed card game, scat, but that's spelt with a K, S-K-A-T. And, of course, there's scat singing. People might have, you know, Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald, good old scat singing. But the great thing about poo is it's brilliant for your garden. Now, of course, it is rich in nutrients and essential trace elements, and it's just full of great organic matter, so it's great to turn our poxy Perth sand into soil. And manure really does contribute to the soil fertility. You know, it feeds the bacteria and fungi. That's part of having a rich, healthy ecosystem in the ground. Now, when I think of animal poo, because you can buy them bagged, you can get poultry, sheep, cow and horse. Now, which one of those ones, Maddie, do you think is the highest in nutrients?
I want to say horse, Mon.
And why would you say horse?
I don't know, because it's a bigger animal. did you say cow, sheep or horse? Is that correct?
Yeah.
I changed my thing to cow because I remember a few segments ago you said cows have like seven stomachs or something. So I feel like they have enough room to sort of break it down. And
four stomachs.
Sorry, not seven, four, everybody. I'm spreading misinformation about cow stomachs. So four stomachs, sorry. But I feel like they'd have enough time to sort of break down, use their enzymes, and I feel like it'd be a very healthy fertilizer.
But you think about, okay, so sheep, cows and horses basically just eat grass. So there's not a lot going on there. Whereas if you think about what a chook eats, I mean, at Christmas, my brother's chook's got all the prawn and crayfish shell scraps. They had an amazing time. So sheep, naturally, just even in their pellets, there's a lot more going on in a chook's diet than in, say, a sheep, cow or horse's diet because they just eat grass. So even though sheep, cow and horse manure is great, it's kind of high in nitrogen but doesn't necessarily have as many other nutrients or trace elements in it as poultry manure. So pelletized chook manure is like gold standard of magic. And also, it's great too because the pelletized chook manure you can treat as like a slow release fertilizer on your pot plants as well. It's great, but it's stinky. You really need to water it in, but after a few days, it stops stinking. And the thing about horse manure, often you can get stable cleanings or sweepings for free, but be aware that horses get wormed, and so the worming tablets, the what kills the worms, can still be in the stable cleanings, in their manure mixed in with the straw. And so just when you, if you do get stable cleanings, just let them sit for a few weeks so that if they have just recently been wormed, it's just leached out of all of that manure, and therefore when you spread it on your garden, you're not going to kill your worms in the garden, because worms are legends and we want to keep... You want to keep your worms going, because the amazing thing about worms is worm castings, which is worm poo, it's just they're full of beneficial microbes. Worm castings are sterile, so that's great as well. They're different to animal manures, which technically aren't sterile. And so worm castings also contain worm eggs, and worm eggs are amazing. They're this tiny little worm casing egg. You can get 1 to 20 eggs, because it's basically like a tiny little pod which contains lots of little eggs. So worm casting, worm poo, is full of worm eggs, and more worm eggs mean more worms. So that's pretty magic as well. And the thing is too that we, in animal manure is of course rich, as I said, in trace elements. And so they're the kind of micro minerals that are just as important. As the big minerals that you might think of as, say, nitrogen or phosphorus or potassium, that's the NPK. They're the kind of major things in manures. But then you want, you know, boron and manganese and molybdenum and zinc. These are all, and copper, these are all, and iron. They're all micro minerals that are important for humans as well as for animals and plants. So, when I say manganese, don't get that confused with magnesium.
That's magnesium, what I was getting
is something
confused
that plants
with.
Really love. Mm-hmm. We love having them. You know, if you get sore muscles, magnesium is great for relaxing your muscles. If you've got yellowing gardenia flower leaves, that's because those guys really love lots of magnesium. So, yeah, just if yellowing on those, you might want to top them up with a bit of magnesium. And sheep poo. If you buy sheep poo, often you'll see bags of it, you know, like people have them on the side of the road outside their properties or whatever, if you're up in the hills or roundabout, you know, garden supply places. So sheep poo, seedless sheep poo, which is kind of handy because when you put the sheep poo on your garden, you're not going to be spreading weeds, because a lot of the weeds come through animal manures that come into your garden if you put manure on your garden. But the thing is, seedless sheep poo, just as a heads up, that is poo that's from sheep that have been fed pellets, waiting, and usually it's because they're waiting to go on the sheep ships. So if people don't want to get that poo, that's just a heads up. Be aware that when you're spreading your manures too, because they can contain, because they just eat a lot of grasses, it can contain lots of seeds. So that's why it's good to get really old, broken down sheep, cow, horse manure, because then all the seeds have usually, they're dead, and you've just got really nice composted manure, which is magic for improving your soil.
There you go. I had no idea that there were so many nutrients and different sort of types of, say, for example, the sheep. You can get it with seedless, like you said, that they feed the sheep with pellets, and it's all news to me. I thought there was just, you know, one kind of fertilizer that you could buy from Bunnings and that was it, that did the trick. But no, Mon, there's heaps of different sorts of poo that you can put into your garden. Is there sort
and
of a...
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Maddie.
Oh, no, I was going to say as well...
What, there's one other sort of poo, too, mm-hmm. that you can put
In me?
Have you heard of fecal microbiota transplantation? Have you heard of poo transplant?
I have.
Like your tone, like.
Maybe. Actually, I did have an interview with a forensic scientist about a year ago, so I think she may have touched a little bit on something to do with that. But
you know,
please explain,
about,
Mon. Yeah,
it makes people think about, you know, eat shit and die. Well, it's no. fecal transplants, they're not, you know, by the mouth. It's an operation. There's actually a WA microbiome bank, so there's a poo bank in Perth, especially for people. So it's for people who've got really, really, really bad, gut problems. So Clostridium difficile infection, CDI, it's a highly toxic large intestine disease, and inflammatory bowel disease or ulcerative colitis. These are really chronic diseases where basically the gut biome is completely broken down. And so they literally get their, you know, inserted into their bowel, someone else's healthy poo, and they're able to grow their gut biome back to have all that healthy flora in there, and it makes them well again. Like, because often people can die of these awful diseases, like Clostridium difficile infection, CDI, can kill people. So this amazing, it's not chemicals, it's someone else's healthy poo. So it's gross in some ways, but it's also pretty amazing in other ways. So, poo is magic. Remember, though, that dog poo is magic. Is toxic. Mm-hmm. So, you know, poo can be, it is dirty, but if you've got dog poo, and I would suggest, you know, you put it in the bin or bury it very deeply and use your well composted animal manures, and it's magic stuff for your garden.
There you go. Now, Mon, I have one last question for you. It's just popped in through email. Chris asks, he said to ask you about heat-treating manures. Can you comment anything about that?
Yeah, well, green manure, what they call green manure is like really fresh manure. It's really hot and it can burn your plants. So if you think about a hot, stinking pile of poo, it's hot and stinking because it's sort of still breaking down, releasing a lot of heat, it can burn your plants. So that's why I always suggest, you know, make sure you've got well composted, well broken down, old manure. But when you buy the bags of cow, sheep manure from, you know, the hardware or nursery, it's been sitting there in a big pile in the sun. It's well and truly broken down. It's totally fine to put on your garden. And the poultry fresh chook manure that you've just swept out of your chook shed, that's really hot as well, and that can burn your plants. And that's why the pelletized chook manure that you buy is broken down, and basically you can just put it all around your pot plants and your plants and water it in, and it's totally safe to use. So maybe that's what Chris was referring to. Fresh green manure, green meaning just fresh, is really hot, and can, yeah, it can burn the plants. So just be aware of that.
There you go, Mon. I had no idea about all the different types of fertilisers and what kind of different grains, I guess, you can feed animals to grow a different fertiliser, and what kind of goes into the fertiliser. Heating fertiliser, I had no idea about. So, Mon, I want to say a big thank you.
I tell you what, if you add manure, to like cow, sheep, chook, whatever, to your compost, it actually, in terms of, this is an interesting thing, it heats your compost up. It kickstarts the microbes in your compost. So if you add some manure to your compost, say if your compost is sluggish, it's not really working, it's not really aerobic, it's not hot, it's not breaking down, it's not attracting worms, it's just kind of sitting there and being stagnant, add some manure and dig that into your compost, and it's like a compost starter. It's magic because it's full of microbes, and it actually does just kickstart it, gets your compost going. So that's another way of getting your, you know, pushing along your compost and getting compost sooner.
Amazing. Thanks so much for joining us, Mon, and telling us and educating us all about poo and fertilisers. Every time you come on, I always learn something new. And just to let you know as well, my plants are still doing great, even the ones you gave me last year at Radiothon. They're still alive. Yay. They're still kicking. All your advice works, Mon. You are the best in the business, let me tell you.
Happy gardening, everyone.
That was actor, activist and green thumb storyteller Monica Main chatting with us all about poo and how it benefits your gardening. Monica will be back with us again next Thursday for another edition of Suburban Farm Yarns.